Classical programming here on WHFR Dearborn, WHFR Radio. We thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying the programming as always. And thanks very much for your pledge of support during our recent on-air radio pledge drive called Radiothon 2009. Yes, the official on-air pledge pitching has ended, but we want to say a special thanks to those of you who have taken the time to call in or write in or go online and pledge your financial support, your tax-deductible contribution to our radio station to allow us to continue presenting beautiful programming like this. If you missed Radiothon for some reason or you didn't have an opportunity to call in or go online and pledge, there is certainly still time. Give me a call anytime, 313-845-9842.
Good morning. This is WHFR Dearborn, and it is the third Saturday of the month. Stay tuned for Metaphysically Speaking.
Good morning, this is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today, my very special guests are Penny and Howard Golden. And they are the publishers of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. It is a metaphysical magazine, a very excellent magazine, I should say, as well. And first, before we get started, I just want to say good morning to you two. How are you both?
Good morning, Mike. We're doing great.
Great morning.
Yeah, just hanging in there, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's important.
I'm not just hanging in. I'm planning on having a great day every day.
Okay. Well, that's a good attitude. It really is. First of all, before we get started, I really do want to thank both of you. As most of the listeners of this show know, and perhaps a lot of the loyal listeners at WHFR, they're aware of the fact that we are going to have a holistic fair coming up at the end of May, May 30th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. called the Festival of Enlightenment. And I want to take time right now to thank you both for your great help and support and advice in this event. I don't think this would be as good or as successful as it's going to be without your gracious help. So thank you very much for everything you've done for us.
You're really welcome. We want to add, too, for the listeners, this really is a fundraiser event.
Yes.
And many people don't realize that if there's a shift in the economy, some things are considered a luxury. To have a metaphysical radio show, somewhere you can turn to and listen to the things that you're really interested in, crack open the checkbooks.
Right.
And tell everybody else about the show, too.
Right.
We're happy to support it. We hope everyone listening does the same thing.
Well, thank you. And just talking to Howard the other day, he had a great point. We're only charging $5 for this event. He said, you know what? That's cheaper than a lot of movies and stuff now. So it's great entertainment, and it's reasonably priced, we feel.
Yeah, and it's fun for the whole family.
Right.
So it's great if you can get your mom, your girlfriend, your grandma, bring everyone.
Right. The more the merrier.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the heck?
We're going to have a fantastic day. So we're really looking forward to being at the show.
Well.
And I'm sure it's going to be terrific for everyone.
Yeah. Well, we certainly hope so, and we're excited about it.
Okay.
Now, as publishers of the magazine, how did you get started with this? Did you just wake up one morning and say, hey, we're going to start a magazine? What the heck?
Really what happened is my husband was ready to retire. He did fine arts and antiques for many years. And after you're done chasing the dollar, you really start to consider what you enjoy. So
right.
We made a list of the things that we like having in our world that we like to talk about and be a part of, the types of people, the things changes we want to make in our life. Once we had the list, it was so big that we couldn't narrow in on any one of them. So we just popped up with a magazine is a perfect way to have all of those things, the holistic, metaphysical things in our world. And it started small. It was just going to be very local in our own city.
Mm-hmm.
And the readers actually pushed us to, we need it here, we need it there. And it has just continued to grow from a small city to 1,300 stores now.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you start as a newsletter, or was it always a magazine right from the start?
Magazine right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just put it together. We wanted articles. We wanted things that were important to us, you know, heartwarming stories. So we needed the space to put those things in there, life-changing things, things that would alter the way you believe about yourself and so that you could live a better life. So, yeah, it started as a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Done a lot of research in the field, all the different fields, whether it's hypnosis or whether it was psychics or whether it was massage and things like that. And we saw that there's a lot of different people in doing a lot of different work and
trance readings. Really,
we wanted to help the community, and if we were to have practiced as hypnotherapists or in a particular field, you can only help a few people a day or whatever.
Right.
But we thought that there was a place for a publication that would help everybody, really spread the word, and that's what we hope to do, was enlarge the community. We know there's 5 million people in southeastern Michigan, and nobody's really reaching them, and they're barely touching the surface. And Penny spent almost a year doing the research while I was tying up the other business that I had and so forth, and looking at publications from California and from New York and what's working with them and what types of parts of the magazine would be appealing and so forth. And we kind of put a formula together, and we wanted it to be not just advertising. We wanted it to be free.
Mm-hmm.
But we also decided that we're going to have something that's at least 50% stories and material and articles and helpful things for people, as opposed to most magazines you pick up these days, and they're 80-90% advertising, and they just everybody wants that dollar and so forth.
Yes.
So we've kind of kept that where it's worthy of being picked up. There's a lot of different information for a lot of different people, whether it's about the body or the mind or the spirit, and try to appeal to everybody and put some humor in, like she said, and it's worked out. Everybody calls, they say they love it, everybody else wants it, and it keeps booming, and they want it places we haven't got to yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like about the magazine. It does have a lot of different things, including the anecdotes that are amusing and some of the jokes, but you also have things spotlighting the herb of the month, or you know, the crystals or whatever it is, you know, so all that is interesting, and it helps
yeah.
educate people. So what year was this that you got the magazine together?
It will be in August, it'll be 4 years.
4 years, okay.
So
still kind of new,
2005
though.
Yeah, but it's relatively new, and it just seem to explode.
Right.
And we seem to have done it in a the right manner where we didn't focus on talking about us and what we do.
Right.
We took the writers and the people that were doing the work in southeastern Michigan, and we don't take we don't print Wayne Dyer's stuff from California. He's a great guy.
Right.
You can find him at Borders, but we wanted to highlight and focus on the people that are in the area that are doing the work here. And if you read their article and you got a question, you can call them.
Right.
Same as the advertisers, this area, and specialize that way.
Yeah, we honestly believe that we have such incredible talent and skilled people right here in Michigan. So all of our writers are from Michigan. And, you know, being able to highlight them and give them a place to talk to the readers and share their ideals has been the most rewarding part of it. Because there's really, with Main Street Media, you don't have that opportunity. So I think that's one of the things we feel happy about when we put out the publication, that there's great articles, and like he said, you can call that doctor up. You can call that psychic up.
Right.
So we're really proud of that. We're happy about
right.
it.
So it's an excellent outlet for local talent, so to speak.
Entirely. Absolutely. It's entirely local.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things we try to do here at WHFR as well, is play a lot of local musicians and stuff. I mean, it's excellent music, but just because it's not nationally known doesn't mean it's bad or anything, but we try to provide a forum for, you know, different recording artists to play their music locally. So
awesome.
People need to get a start somewhere.
Right, exactly. Well, that's my point. You know, nobody got to be a superstar overnight. They had to start somewhere, and, you know, we play some music that you won't hear anyplace else, so that's
wow.
good. So you decided to do this. You just took some retirement money and put it towards the magazine. Was that it?
Well, we had money from estate sales, and we did large estates and things like that, and we...
Yes, the answer is
yes.
I took
okay.
Howard's retirement money and started the magazine.
Right. Yeah. Of course, you told him before you did that, right? No?
He knew.
We've done it together.
Okay.
We've done
yeah.
it together, and we've added to it, and we had some other investments that we've kind of liquidated and to help it grow into more of what we wanted it to be. To help more people and so forth, and we've continued to do that, yeah.
And also, because we've never done an interview, we don't do an editorial, so many people that pick up the publication don't know us. This may be the first chance for them to get to know us. That is just a joke. Actually, me and Howard are best friends. We've been married 20-something years, and we always work together on everything. So, yeah, of course he knew, and he wanted the same thing as me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that chance to kind of... give people a voice in the community and get fantastic things out there.
Right.
You know, like metaphysical ideals.
Right.
So, yes,
right.
He knew.
We weren't looking for the spotlight ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've raised four children, and they're all out in the world doing fine, and we were looking at helping people and helping the spiritual community, per se, but we weren't looking at... well, you won't see any initials after our names because... regardless of how many degrees we have or how many certifications or things like that, we just want to help people. And it's not about patting yourself on the back. It's who'd you help today. That's what really matters. So that's what we set out to do, and we're listening to everybody and trying to help everybody we can. And some days we just, some months we don't have enough hours in the day or enough time to to read everybody's stuff or listen to everybody that wants to participate or join in, but we're getting to them, and we're trying. We're open to it.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a great attitude, and I'm sure raising four children was probably your hardest job to begin with, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kind
had
of.
To get them into a mortgage so they don't come
yeah.
back.
That's the important thing, right? Yeah. That happens a lot nowadays, unfortunately, with the economy sometimes.
We've got them from 39 to 24. So
really?
I mean,
yeah. So they're on their own.
And
yeah.
Well, that's good.
But
so.
I have to say that the older one is Penny's younger. I mean, is than I am, and I would have been married previously. And so she has a lot of energy to help and... create and build more. And with the difference in ages and so forth, we really make a great team because we see things from different viewpoints and build on that. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes, and I just want to take time right now to remind everybody that this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my very special guests are Penny and Howard Golden, and they are the publishers of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is an excellent metaphysical magazine. And I think something that you touched on before, I think it really is important to be friends as you grow in life, because after a while, you know, it's not the same attraction as when you first met and stuff, and to be able to grow and become friends, I think, is very important, especially if you can work together.
Exactly. Absolutely. And we have worked together over 20-something years in one avenue or another, and it does take friendship. You know, I think that's a key to any relationship, even with your children, wherever it might be.
Right.
So we've been really, really fortunate to have that friendship, and then we've had to work like everyone else to maintain it and keep it, and we're grateful, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, again, you decided on a metaphysical magazine because you just happen to be interested in that type of stuff as opposed to, I don't know, a sports magazine or anything like that?
We're more interested in the metaphysical side and the spiritual side of life. We don't focus on any particular sports, or
or music or anything like that.
I mean, we like music, and yet we like the rain. So I mean, we just we don't focus in on any particular direction, whether it's a particular type of music or a particular type of entertainment. But we had gained an interest in all the different metaphysical fields, whether they were past life regression or whether they were the Edgar Cayce work that was done earlier in the 20th century and things like that. We kind of dug in with our research and have done a lot of reading and a lot of research and a lot of studying for our own benefit, because we enjoyed the learning and the knowledge, and it just has blossomed into having a lot of information that will help a lot of people, not just what it's done for us. And we're certainly happy to share and to help other people. And we don't, again, we're not chasing the limelight. We don't want to be out there. We want them to be out there, and we want to help all of them, either pull them up or push them up to however high they can go in whatever particular field they're in. And we didn't decide that we were going to be specializing in a particular religion or non-religion, or we consider ourselves actually Godians. I mean, hey, there's one God. You can call him what you want.
Right.
Worship who you want, when you want, how you want, and that's everybody's right. And you shouldn't be dictating or directing people into how they worship or how they think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're pretty clear on the freedom of thought and speech and so forth. So that's what we sought to do.
Mm-hmm. So did you both have an interest in metaphysics when you met, or was it something that developed over the years as you got to know each other, or how did that work?
I'm Native American, and it was just normal for me to deal with the spirit world, communicate with the spirit world, pay attention to what was being communicated back to me. So that was always a part of my world, and it was private, in that we went to school and everybody else didn't have that same experience. But when I woke up in the morning, me and all my siblings, we talked about our dreams, you know, we talked about the spirit world. So it's always been a part of who I am. And when you're married to your best friend, you're sharing all that information with him too. His interests was there as well. And
my interest started it when I was going to U of M, and I was doing some research for a strange class. I mean, it was, we had world religion classes and so forth, and I ended up doing a thesis on witchcraft, which I didn't have a particular interest in, but it was one of the subjects we could pick from and so forth. And I read some things on, excuse me, ESP, which is what it was called then, extrasensory perception.
Right.
And the more I read, the more interested I got, and then I heard about Edgar Cayce, and I started doing research into Edgar Cayce, and ran into a book about past life regression. It was called
Bridie Murphy.
It was about Bridie Murphy. That's mm-hmm. it. And this has been, again, 40 years ago, and ever since, I've just been avidly interested in the not the supernatural or the dark side of anything, and
right.
any more than the light side. Just so many different fields involved, and so many different types of people that were doing a lot of research, and I didn't feel that. I mean, there were the University of North Carolina. There was a Dr. Ryan that was doing experiments. Psychic or are you not? And I didn't go into that direction as much as looking at all the different fields, because I had done a lot of study on all the different religions, whether it was Buddhism or Taoism or Catholicism or whatever. And it's just so many different fields that are really a lot of direction, but a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably learning new things every day still, right?
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I learned in a different kind of way for myself. You know, I learn from the higher realms.
Mm-hmm.
And often what I learn, I then look out into the world to try to confirm what I've been shown. And so it's been pretty interesting, finally, really, in my life, to be around people who understand that language.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right, right.
Who understand that I get information from the higher realms.
Mm-hmm. So, that you're not alone, right?
Right. And so, you know, the angelic realm is there, and always constantly communicating with humanity. We're not always listening. We're not always tuned in. We're not always able to get those messages. But so now I can be around people who can fully understand that. And Howard is the editor, so he does all the reading. And if there's research needed, fortunately, that all falls on him.
Yeah.
But it works great for me.
Get exposed to a lot of subject matter that I wouldn't necessarily have found, because they're sending the things in they are hoping we'll publish. And I get to learn about a lot of different things. It's not just checking the punctuation or things
no,
like that.
No, yeah. It's subject matter.
There's a lot of different subject matters that I've learned about that I was that I'm pleased to have been exposed to.
Right.
With
and, something that interests you, and all of a sudden you start to follow up on that and want to learn even more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Want to learn. I mean, that's what happened with us with the Edgar Cayce information and so forth. We went to the foundation in Virginia Beach, and we wanted to learn more. And here's all this. This hard evidence. It's not just a lot of people don't, I mean, people are welcome to believe or not believe.
Right.
But I'm one of these people that I'm going to believe really what I see and what's proven to me or what's been shared with me. And we have had the consistency to meditate every day for the last 16, almost 17 years. And walk the walk, not just
mm-hmm,
talk
right.
the talk and so forth. And we've gained so much from it, and feel so wealthy in knowledge and information, and probably just realizing we're barely scratching the surface in some respects, because there's more comes out every day.
Right. Now, did you feel that you received divine guidance when you were trying to develop this magazine? Do you feel that you received some type of help from somebody else or some spirit, anything like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what did you feel? What did you receive?
Well, you know, I had a complete vision of what the publication would be 5 years in.
Mm-hmm.
During that period when I, you know, was considering what to do, I had a vision of the publication, and I was literally able to look in any direction and see what the reflection of that publication would be like, whether it was financial, the people that would be involved, the people that it would touch. And I felt that that was divine, mm-hmm. for me to see that the effort we put forth and also the effort of the advertisers, the writers, would be affecting people's lives in a really positive way. So
did you get that through dreams or was it through meditation? How did you receive that?
That was in meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you both received that same type of information?
No, was my vision, which I shared with him, and he was all for it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
We both have a lot of intuition, and we've received things in a number of ways. We don't have any judgments about whether people use tarot cards or whether they use darts or dice or however they might receive information. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's stones, and it's what they're doing is opening the channel, so to speak, to receive it from higher spirits. And Penny happens to be a very close to the higher spirits, and whether it's the flowers that tell her they want to be watered, or it's the archangels that talk to her, and the ascended masters that she receives a lot of guidance and information from, and we try and pass it along and put it into our work and to make the publication and to make the spiritual community a better place and more knowledgeable for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And Penny, do you feel that is partly due to the fact that you are Native American?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I know that this is happening with every single human on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
God, however you perceive that to be, the universe, is constantly working for you and attempting to give you what you need. And in our conscious mind, we can often get that very confused because, you know, like little kids, we're thinking lots of thoughts at once, maybe asking lots of questions at once, and not waiting for the answer to come. But I think that, you know, if we do silence ourselves, then we will hear the messages that are meant for us to guide us, to bring us peace and joy, to show us our connection to each other, our brotherhood to all of humanity,
mm-hmm.
and our part in the world right now and in our lives. So I think it's for everyone. I think that's happening. Some hear it once in a while. They'll just hear it when they're washing dishes and they'll go, oh, I should call my sister. They call mm-hmm. their sister, and
right.
their sister needed them.
Right.
If they just
right?
would listen more to it.
Right.
Some people call it a gut instinct, and it that's really what it's coming from inside and from higher up.
Right.
Sure, and if you're a Christian, you'd say, you know, that message came on the wing of an angel.
Right.
You
right.
know,
whatever you, yeah, however you define it or
right.
interpret it, it's all individual.
Exactly. The language that we use, these are just words to express what is true. The truth that we are connected to the all that is all, and that all that is all is for us, is on our side, is loving toward us at all times, is supporting toward us at all times. You can use whatever language, but it's always there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there for every single person on the planet. So mm-hmm. I'm just listening.
and we do believe that anybody can hear. Anybody
yeah.
can
right.
can find us. Even Edgar Cayce said, anybody can do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
If they just have to... He laid out the steps, and it was a matter of taking that quiet time or that meditation.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to do it in a trance, so to speak, that similar to a hypnotic trance, a deep
mm-hmm.
trance. But he was found to be 95% correct.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his readings are on file, and they're handwritten, actually. There wasn't typewriters in and so forth.
Is your audience familiar with Edgar Casey's work? Have you mentioned
I'm sure some of them are. We haven't really discussed him per se on any of the shows, but I'm sure they're aware of him.
Google.
Yeah, right. See, there you go. I mean, maybe you're opening somebody else to the fact that there was such a man that was on this earth plane, and all his accomplishments, all his predictions. He was very good at what he did. Obviously, like Howard said, 95% correct. That's a pretty good percentage rate of completion, so to speak.
Absolutely. And even currently today, the Edgar Casey readings are being used by doctors to create cures all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
So from Marilyn Monroe to the president at the time to thousands
upon thousands a lot of, people
of doctors consulted this one psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this was recorded. So the actual words that were spoken are still there for us to access and see, you know, the proof that psychic phenomena happens, that information can be retrieved. And so when he says, Edgar Casey said, anybody can do this? Absolutely. And
mm-hmm.
I agree with him. And I think anybody who regularly gets information agrees too.
Right.
It's for all of us.
Right. And this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today, my very special guests are Penny and Howard Golden. And they are the publishers of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is a metaphysical magazine. And I think you're right in the fact that everybody is psychic to a certain degree if they will just open up themselves to hear that little voice in their head. Again, getting back to what you mentioned earlier, how many times have you just been sitting around thinking of your sister, brother, or friend, all of a sudden you get a phone call from them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing happens quite often.
Absolutely.
So that's part of it. So
I've found it continually amazing.
Yeah, it's
and,
totally amazing.
Ever since, as I mentioned, Bridie Murphy, when I read this book about the search for Bridie Murphy, and I thought, what is this? And it was a hypnotherapist that had hypnotized somebody to try and help him with a psychological condition, and when he put him under hypnosis, they started talking about something from a different century.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a different name, and they were in a different place, and what the book went on to do was the writer, this hypnotherapist, he traveled to New England where this person supposedly mm-hmm. had lived in the 18th century, and found their gravestone in a church cemetery, and all the evidence was there. And that, to me, hey, if you can, you know, when
right.
you have hard proof that this stuff is real, and it's out there. It's not just a theory.
Right.
And there's a lot of theories and a lot of religions, and they're welcome to have whatever theory they want. We just see there's so much knowledge and information available, and
part of the publication is making that information mainstream,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, anybody can pick up that information and be a part of that. Because really, these are divine gifts.
Right.
Our communication with the higher realms, those are divine gifts to help us live a life that, you know, we can go to our maker and be, you know, and be proud of what we've done and help those around us. So I think for the publication, it's a layman's guide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and we want to also gap the generations from, you know, people pick up the publication when they're 18 years old, and all the way up to 80 years old, and I'm
right.
sure even older than that. It's at churches and all different types of places.
Oh, yes, I've seen it many places. Even here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College, I see that you've started to deliver the, you know, magazine here.
Yeah.
So, again, I know you're getting great distribution, and it must
yeah.
be really rewarding to see your magazine grow quite a bit in the last few years.
Yeah, so. It's a lot of fun because we think that there's stuff in there, and just like I said, you know, if you're at the kitchen sink and you're thinking of your sister, we believe that the magazine can bring messages to people too.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people in Michigan that, you know, aren't necessarily connected socially out in the world, and they might need just a little bit of help, hope at that moment, or just a little laugh at that moment, or they may need to connect with one of the psychics that are in there, mm-hmm. or have a different point of view on their health care. So we think the magazine can speak that way too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Well, I know what Howard mentioned too earlier. If you've heard of Brian Weiss, mm-hmm. he's done past life regression, but again, the same thing happened. He just took one of his patients back, you know, and then all of a sudden she went back to a former life and started to relate things that only she would know, and he was quite shocked. I think that, you know, that's really a surprise for a lot of people, especially if they come from the very traditional scientific background, that mm-hmm. something like this actually exists. You know?
Yeah. I'll tell you more.
It makes a believer out of you when when you there's some truth there. And one thing that I found just in the last couple of years that I found very gratifying was how, somebody asked me, how do you get to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
And we printed an article called The Keys to Heaven, because we found that what was in every single
major
religious manuscript, whether it was the Torah or the Kabbalah or the Bible or anything else, happened to be the Golden Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow the Golden Rule, and in each religion, it'll take you there. I mean, it'll take you to heaven, so to speak, in living that and going forward from the future as you pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Even though the wording might be a little different, it's still the same basic concept.
Treat what? The other person the way you would want to be treated. Right. It doesn't have to. It wasn't in the same words, but it was in Confucianism. 600
really
years before Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a Catholic thing or a Protestant thing or any particular one religion. It was in Buddhism. It was in all of them. And that's very gratifying to know that there's doing
to share
good.
That with others. Like, for us, any part of anything that shows us we're all one humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we can find something that is in all the religions, and that just unites us rather than religion dividing us, as it can, and it
right.
has in the past. So, what do your readers usually listen to? What do you guys usually talk about on this show?
Oh, well, we've had, geez, all types of people. We've had face readers, we've had
okay.
palm readers, psychics, we've had past life regressionists,
mm-hmm.
Hypnotists, we've had pet psychics. All
mm-hmm.
types of people, dream interpreters, mm-hmm. massage people, reflexology. I can go on and on. I mean, it's just
okay.
a lot of different, you know,
those are my
varieties.
Peeps.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's all good. So,
right.
you know, again, I'm just like you, and what you're saying is you keep learning about new things. I thought one of our more interesting guests, her name was Lynn Klassen. She was a face reader.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of that before, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's not psychic per se. I mean, it's related to metaphysics, but the fact that you can actually look at a person's face and tell, you know,
mm-hmm.
what type of person they are, I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I think the truth about who we are is reflected in our face,
mm-hmm.
and it's reflected in the palms of our hands. That's why palm readers can
yes,
do that.
Right.
That's why you can read someone's face.
Some people
can
read the bumps on your head. I mean,
mm-hmm. sure.
Right.
That was done 100 years ago. But
yeah, so... Yeah, I definitely believe that is true. Do I believe it's all of the truth? I believe it's the surface of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I believe it's part of the truth.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I just recently talked to somebody that she liked to read toes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that could tell a person something about themselves
mm-hmm.
or about others. So, I mean, there's all types of things, like you two were saying, you know, whatever
yeah.
comes through that person, whatever mm-hmm. is their source of belief and truth, that's what they are going to believe, and that's what they'll practice, and that's what they'll use to help others as well.
Sure. Well, to share some more about me and Howard, one of the things that we did, Howard introduced me to Edgar Cayce's work, and when he did, I told him, I can do that. And Howard is a hypnotherapist,
mm-hmm.
and so we did trance readings, and literally all the information of everything that has ever happened since the beginning of time is still accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And through trance readings, we were able to go into the book of records and pull out information, whether it was about medical things, past lives, whatever it might be. And from those years of having access to precise information about whatever question you have, mm-hmm. really widened our perspective of, as I mentioned earlier, just how gifted we are, you know.
Right.
Not just me, all of humanity, mm-hmm. to have so much support.
Right.
And if your bills aren't paid, or if you, you know, have lost your job, or if anything bad happens in your life, it's really easy to close off. But that's really the time to go within and start asking, mm-hmm. you know, from within. And there's much more support, and God then leads the right people your way, you know.
Right. But sometimes it's hard to let go, and the ego gets in the way too once in a while.
Lot of times we find a lot of people that are just really interested in what it'll do for them. Mm-hmm. And Edgar Casey's, I mean, he could do readings and help anybody in the world, but he couldn't make himself rich.
Mm-hmm.
God isn't up there, or the spirit world isn't up there to give you the lotto numbers.
Right.
So if you call us, we can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And I mean, we were even employed by a corporation for a couple of years just to do inventors. Mm-hmm. I mean, to help inventors and things like that. But we really didn't feel good about the work, and we really weren't helping the world, so to speak. And it just wasn't very satisfying, and we didn't. We decided it wasn't something we wanted to do, and that's long before we started the magazine. And it just now we're trying to reach all the people we can. I was going to mention our website, because if they haven't seen the magazine, they can go to bodymindspiritguide.com. It's all one word, and we have a global website that's read by people all over the world, and is very successful, with a lot of knowledge, and our writers post their articles there, and there's a calendar of events, just like this. Your coming a festival event will be on the website and so forth, and they can keep up with what's going on. And
they can download the printed issue there, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can read their magazine, too. Right. It is right. Free. We're not doing this to sell the magazine.
Right. Well, I think, Howard, in talking to you the other day, you said you had people even in Japan that actually read the magazine, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them on the website, you can go into this computer world, which Penny's much more well-versed at than me, and she can tell you how many people read it last month in New Zealand. Or, I mean, there are studies that you can see who's reading it, and we just found out within the last month that we have more people reading the magazine online in California than we do now in Michigan.
Hmm.
And that was a big shock to us.
Yes.
But, I mean, it just shows that there's so many thousands of people that are really interested in the spiritual field and want to learn more. And we're here to help all we can.
Right. Now, I know one of the big competitors around this area used to be the Phenomena News, and I would imagine that since they have retired, in essence, that I guess a lot of people have really contacted you as far as, I guess, more writers and more advertisers. So I guess that also helps, doesn't it?
Oh, everything else.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. We didn't really think that the Phenomena News and us were competing because, mm-hmm. you know, there really is no limit. There's plenty enough for everyone. And it's a real difficult concept for some people to really get, not just mentally, but living in their world. There's plenty of places around the country, New York, many different places, that have more than one spiritual publication.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we started, we didn't think of them as competition, but they had been doing it about 30 years.
Right.
And, you know, they decided to retire. And I really felt that in my heart. It was it's kind of like a death in the community. I mean, you always had the Phenomena News. It was
right.
always there. And to see it not be there was really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. At the end of that, you know, when they decided not to come back into print, we got flooded with calls.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually difficult for us to keep up. We hadn't planned on expanding at that time. We didn't have the help to answer all the phones. We were like, we want to be really good service, but, you know, we don't call back for a day because there's so much happening. Right.
We had really built our own audiences as far as readers and advertisers. And
yeah, we were pretty happy there.
And writers, because they were the ones that printed the excerpts from Wayne Dyer and from Louise Hay and some of these national people. And we just strictly were going to represent the local community and wanted to help that local community grow.
You had your own niche, and that's what you were going to explore and promote.
Yeah, it kind of worked out that way because we didn't want to cause harm to Phenomenon. So we thought, okay, they have those nationals. Mm-hmm. We'll go local. And that ended up being fantastic because... Mm-hmm. You know, really, there was a missing place for local people that, you know, have worked so hard. They've honed their craft. They've got the skill. And just to get the word out there to everyone. So,
Well, again, you saw an opening, something that needed to be filled, and you filled that void. And that's an excellent solution to a lot of the things that you mentioned, the fact that they actually have an outlet now for local talent to write the articles and express themselves. Whereas before, they weren't necessarily getting listened to.
Yeah, there wasn't that opportunity. And then also, the other thing is the readers. What I think is really cool is that before a reader actually spends a dime, either with one of the psychics or, you know, with one of the other people in the publication, they can get to know them. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you can have a whole conversation with someone or read their article time after time, you get a sense of who they are.
Yes.
It can help the reader connect to the right person before they spend their money, before they call them up. Yeah. So I think that's pretty great, too. Mm-hmm. It kind of works both ways, for the reader and for the person
Certainly
writing.
Helps offset those few greedy cranks and fakes that prey on people and so forth. We try to promote everybody that's worthy and, you know, allow the public to... To talk to whoever they want to, and we're not the Better Business Bureau of the field, but we would be if we could help people or protect people in some ways. Otherwise, it's just a matter of exposing them to as many different avenues and people as possible. And
right. Well, no matter what the area is, there are still going to be a few bad apples in any walk of life. So, I mean, they're going to be the ones out there that possibly would be trying to scam people. But, you know, again, you have to be discerning up to a certain point. You know, you just can't believe everything carte blanche necessarily.
Yeah, I agree with that. However, I also want to mention, we reserve the right to refuse advertising. So, you know, all of our readers can call at any time. If they have any difficulties with any of our advertisers, we'd want to know about that. Because when we put the guide out there, it's something that's for everybody, and we're not going to put something out there that would be of harm.
Right.
So that is one of the nice things about the guide. The psychic or the person that you're seeing month after month, they're part of a community. We know that they're not out there causing any difficulties or taking advantage of anyone.
But again, you must take pride in the fact that you're able to do that, to promote local people in this manner.
I just feel lucky. Like, wow, this is just so cool. You know?
Yeah, you couldn't ask for anything better?
Absolutely not. Well, maybe, you know.
Maybe winning the lottery or no?
No, maybe somebody to help, you know, with some of the flow of emails and the, you know, some of the activity that comes.
100 emails a day is a lot to, to keep up.
That's a heavy
with.
Flow.
Exactly.
But, and we get hundreds of articles a month and try and go through as many as we can. And it takes time. It takes time to keep it, and we do have a requirement that it's layman written, so that John and Mary Smith that work the plant, they can read it, they can understand it. It'll open their world up, and they're not going to be buried into the language of the academia. And I mean, I was raised in Ann Arbor, and my brother I couldn't even understand sometimes. Once he was older, and he knew all these big words, and I didn't think that was the best way to communicate. And so we keep it layman-oriented, and we keep it down to earth, and we try and reach as many people as possible. And we've found such an audience that the calls never stop as far as They love it. They read it from cover to cover. We had a doctor in Southfield who called us, and he was a complete surprise. And he just said, I've been reading your magazine. He said, and I can't believe it's literally changed my life. And can you drop 100 magazines a month off at my office? I want all my friends to have them. I'm taking them to church. I'm taking them everywhere. Because you have so much information, it makes you feel good. And you're not preaching to people. You're not trying to dictate they shouldn't do this or they shouldn't do that or should do this or that. And, I mean, a doctor is calling us and telling us that he wants to help us spread the word. And
that's another thing we see. That's kind of a reflection of us. You know, our advertisers are anywhere from, we've had an MD right next to a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there's an equality to humanity. We are all divine sparks of God.
Right.
Each one of us, not more valued than the other.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you think you're special, you're in trouble.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know?
That's true.
And so, you know, in our publication, all of those voices have equal weight.
Mm-hmm.
As each one of them go forth, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a psychic, to give their best to the human that they're serving, the person that they're with. So I think that's kind of cool, too. I want that world
mm-hmm.
where no matter where you're at, every time you look into the eyes of another person, you are dealt with equally,
mm-hmm.
you know, and divinely. So
ours is not to judge. There's only one person that really is in the position to keep score.
Right.
And he's upstairs, and
well, again, it gets back to the golden rule,
yeah.
in a way.
Mm-hmm. Good name, huh?
Yes, yeah. Right. It's very apropos, yeah. and you're not taking any credit for it whatsoever. Is that it? The goldens and the golden rule?
Golden? No.
No. Okay.
My heritage is Irish, actually, and it's
I got
always
the name
been
with
that
the
name.
Husband.
Yeah. Okay.
But I love it.
But yeah. She likes being the golden penny, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. As opposed to the copper penny? No, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, what are your duties? I mean, you said that you both do different things at the magazine. Can you break it down as what your responsibilities are?
We don't want to do that because then if somebody calls, we don't want them to know.
Okay.
No.
It's a secret, is it?
It's a secret.
No.
No, Howard does all of the editing.
I read everything.
And he also does anything you see in the publication, most people would think, you know, that kind of has the heart to it.
Mm-hmm.
Howard searches long and hard to add heart and humor into the publication. And I do more of the office, you know. I, like, take out the trash and type all the emails. And
she's
I
a computer guru. And she designs the ads. She really caresses the people when they call and, well, how can we help you? And I mean, because we really care and we want, whether it's their advertising or their article, we want it
to be
suitable.
Or whether it's the readers calling in.
And same with the readers, or where can they find it?
So I work, you know, I answer the phones, I do all that. And that's it. The, you know, the publication, again, it's written entirely by people here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So they send them in. Howard reads them. We do all that.
We have a large library of almost 5,000 books, and we have that are some of them 200 years old. We have a lot of information that we can go through besides just Googling and
yeah, we got those
and bring
books
some
before.
Original things, and it helps to have things that they haven't read everywhere else or at Borders or whatever. Go ahead.
No, I was saying we collected all those books before we knew there'd be a Google.
That's
we
right.
spent a lot of money on those books.
That was the old kind of Google, right?
Yeah, the old
real
kind
thing.
Of, yeah.
So, yeah, that's true.
And then we have 5 distributors who get it out to all the different locations. And if they didn't, wow, we couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally, you know, Howard took them out there, but
right.
it just grew so large that no one person could do that. So
right.
that's what we do.
Right. And this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my very special guests this month are Penny and Howard Golden, publishers of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And we're discussing different roles that they've played. But the bottom line is you work very well together, correct?
Yes.
You couldn't do it otherwise, I don't think.
We're human.
Well,
we're human, but...
Oh, you have some heated discussions, do you, or no?
No, not
no,
really.
No,
okay, no.
No, we get along so well. It's
we're on the
amazing.
Same path, and let me say we have been before, and we will be again. And we're certainly happy about that, and not concerned who's the guy and who's the girl later.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, do you find that if you went through a past life regression that you two have been together in previous lifetimes?
Many, many times. Mm-hmm. And will again. That's what I was saying. And it's
and that was obvious, too. You know, I think anybody else, like I said, you know, everyone's psychic. I think somebody knows when that's happening.
Right.
There is just this familiarity that is not matched by having talked to somebody several times.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection that is just known to us. So, yeah, I mean, just we fell in to friendship and love, and it just was right, and it always has been, you know?
Was it love at first sight, necessarily?
No, not at all. Started with a fight, didn't it?
Oh, really?
All my best relationships started with a fight.
No, we didn't. We became friends, and then we began a relationship, but it was over almost a year's time.
Yeah.
And it was well worthy of building the relationship and the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we hadn't really built the friendship first, I don't think we'd have had a relationship. But it there was almost 20 years difference in age, and there was difference in geographically where we were raised and how we were raised and backgrounds and things like that. And in a lot of ways, we complement each other and can help each other and have the insight to. Even though raising children, I mean, I may have had my particular ways, and she had her particular thoughts, and but our kids say they all say that it couldn't have been better, that they were they had better parents than anybody.
Yeah, you made it work.
We made it work.
Right. Well, I think also
we're determined to make what we're doing now work, like everything else.
Right. Well, that's a big key. And I think what Penny said, the fact that you just are attracted to certain people because you have had experience with that soul in a past life. You may not be in the same roles that you are in this life, but you do know that soul. And for the same reason, you may not like somebody for that same reason, because they might have done something to you in a past life. It's like, okay, yes, on a soul level, I remember who you are, and I don't like you because of what you did to me previously.
Karma works both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, karma's not only just always a negative thing. Karma can be positive, too.
All right.
So.
Well, this is all a learning experience, right? I mean, life in general.
Yeah, it is until you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel that when your current body is no longer of use and your soul moves on, that is, in essence, a graduation from this lifetime, that you've learned everything you need to know for this lifetime?
It depends on if you came here to graduate. Mm-hmm. There's always the assumption that it's true for everyone that they came here to learn things. Some people came here to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Some people came here to suffer.
Some people have to keep coming back till they get it right.
Yeah,
right.
Some people are beyond needing to be here but have come to help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's individual in that sense. For the most part, I'd say absolutely, but there are even angelic beings that come in into a physical form, and it may be their first lifetime, but they've wanted to experience that, so that occurs also.
A lot of them never do come into a human form, and we've gained a lot of knowledge about the angelic realms,
all the different realms. I mentioned that one.
And what happens after you die? It's very interesting. It can be very comforting, but I really hesitate to talk to people about it because I don't want them to hurry up their journey here because it might be better for them later, because this can be heaven for everybody if they live it that way, or it can be hell if they live it that way, and a lot of it's got to do with them. I mean, when somebody says to me, "Hey, have a nice day," I always say, I never have a bad one, because I don't let the world make it bad. I make it for myself.
Right. Well, sometimes people that have had a near-death experience and that have crossed over, they don't want to come back to the earth plane. Maybe it's not really their time, and they say that. And again, you know, it gets back to what Howard said. You don't want to expedite matters to get back to that. I mean, you have to live your life as you should and are supposed to.
Yeah, I think that happens initially. You know, I remember as a child being taken, you know, out of the body, and the difference between being out of a physical body and being in one, it's very enclosed and very limiting to be in the physical realm.
Right.
So I fully understand that. I think over time, though, you realize that for sure, wherever you are, that's exactly where you need to be. And you're there for something. And if you go within and, you know, look into your own heart of hearts, that answer will be there. And if you even want to be somewhere else, until you go within and find out why you're in the place that you are, you really can't move on.
Right.
So that's that intimacy that comes from, that you know, that inner working with the universe and ourselves, or from the spirit realm to the physical.
And once again, real briefly, how can people get in touch with you?
734-513-6137. That's our phone number.
Okay.
Also, bodymindspiritguide.com is our website. You can email me at pennygolden@comcast.net.
Okay, great. This has been very interesting. I can tell that you are really into it, and it's multidimensional, too. You're very open to different ideas and thoughts and practices. I really like the fact that you try not to judge others. You let them do what they feel they need to do. As long as they're not really harming anybody, that is their life plan or life path, whatever the case may be. So
yeah,
that's a really great attitude.
Yeah, I think that's what Christ said, right? Jesus Christ said, you know, do not judge. I mentioned Christianity because this country is mostly that. However, if you look through all of the religious texts, as Howard mentioned, you're going to find the same thing. We're not here to judge others.
Right.
You know, the evaluation, that skill and that ability and even that inclination to make a judgment is for us to evaluate our own self temporarily so that we can make adjustments to how we are, you know, interacting with the world.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you very much for being here, both of you. It was a great interview. I really enjoyed it. Once again, thanks for all your help with this Festival of Enlightenment that we have coming up. So thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Mike, thanks for having us. And I got to say that you're doing great work, and we're glad that you are, and we look forward to your show in the future.
Okay,
yeah, great. And come to the show.
Yes, please.
Come and meet us. You'll probably want to yell at us for half the stuff we said. That line should go to the left. Everyone who agrees, go to the right.
We'll have signs up that day directing traffic, you know.
But come to the show.
Right. Once again, thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Good morning, and welcome to The Lost Highway. I'm Lynn, sitting in for Tom today, and The Lost Highway is heard here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Let's get started with some great music.
She's on the last train, leaving town tonight. She's